I was at the football on Saturday afternoon and word started to filter through about the horrific attack in Bondi Junction in Sydney. Would you believe it? My wife and daughter were up there and had planned to go to that shopping centre that afternoon. Their plans changed and they didn't go, and for that I am ever so thankful. Joel Cauchy, the man who killed five women and one man and who stabbed a baby almost to death, and that baby is still in hospital, is an utter monster. Now, he's dead, and that's a good thing because that means he can't ever commit an attack like what he did again, but he's an utter monster. What sort of man goes into a shopping centre with the intention to attack women? What sort of man stabs a baby? There's already word coming out that, maybe he was on drugs and he had mental health problems, so I don't care about any of that. What sort of a man does a thing like that? And if you're female, and that's half the population, how do you feel today? Do you feel safe? Would you think twice now about going to Doncaster Shopping Town or Chadstone or maybe even one of the shopping areas in the Melbourne CBD? Do you feel safe? 133693, mornings at 3aw.com.au. In America, it is legal in all 50 states for people to carry pepper spray. In the UK, there is a petition to try and make it legal for people to carry pepper spray. I think we need to have a serious conversation here about allowing civilians the ability to carry something like pepper spray, or mace as it's often called, to defend themselves, just in case an attack like what we saw at Bondi Junction over the weekend happens again. I really do. I think security guards have to be better trained and also given access to some sort of weapons, probably of the non-lethal variety. I mean, most security guards have a uniform and that's it. They're not very well trained. A lot of them moonlight as taxi drivers. What can they really do when an armed man confronts them with a knife? In fact, it was a security guard at Bondi Junction who was the only male victim in terms of who died from the attack on the weekend. So I think we need to train security guards better. I think we need to give them access to things like pepper spray and maybe tasers. And I think your average person should be allowed to carry pepper spray as well. It is legal in America. It is a non-lethal form of defence, of deterrence. And if I was a woman right now, I'd want to carry it. I really would. Now, we'll never know what, you know, if people had been allowed to carry pepper spray, whether things might have worked out differently in Bondi Junction on the weekend. But I will say this. From what I've seen at protests, and we'll talk about the protests which are planning to shut down Melbourne today as well, someone who gets hit by pepper spray in the face, can't see, can't breathe, they are effectively neutralised. I think we've got to have a realistic conversation about this. Allow people, particularly women, the right to carry pepper spray.